Hey guys, welcome to the podcast.
How are we? Good.
I'm buzzing.
Buzzing?
Yeah.
Yeah, back from holidays.
I actually had a really good day.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yesterday?
Yeah, today as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt I haven't. I'm so hungover today. I'm not like sick hungover, but I'm just so tired. I was in Sydney Monday night, Tuesday night.
It's like if you were in the desert and you'd given up on trying to find the water and you just died.
Basically, yeah, you summed up how I feel perfectly.
I know.
You'll be fine by tomorrow,
dead
though.
Inside. Dead inside, guys.
Oh, Maddie.
What a great weekend, though. What a great midweek rendezvous.
It was fun, yeah?
It was good. I enjoyed it.
How was Mudgee?
Yeah. It was really good. Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. A lot of good food and wine and stuff. Overindulged probably, but I had a great time.
Did you spend over your budget?
Sort of. Yeah. I took a bit extra.
Just
thinking
in case.
That'll be a bit extra. We'll come home with some.
So, yeah, it didn't happen.
Didn't come home.
So, who went on this trip? You, your partner, Emmy, yeah. And another friend?
Yeah, another friend who is, like, really into wine and food. And we've, like, yeah, we sometimes go on, like, a food-wine adventure before.
Is Mudgee known for its wine?
Yeah, it's got heaps of wineries, and they're all, like, less than 10 minutes drive from the town.
So, okay, we're based in Newcastle in Australia for our podcasters. So how far did you travel?
3.5 hours.
3.5? That's not too bad for a nice getaway.
I tell you another thing that I did on this trip was kayaking.
Wow.
Ooh.
So you wouldn't think Mudgee kayaking, but there's this place in the Wallamai National Park. It's about an hour. And it is beautiful. It's called, now this is probably the least appealing name for the most beautiful place.
Yeah.
Dun Swamp.
you know what? That's to throw off all the tourists and people.
100%.
Yeah.
It was like crystal clear water, like sandy bottom, like beautiful clean. And you get in the kayaks, you go for a swim.
How nice.
It was like perfect.
Sounds
in the hot
great.
Weather. It was I'm considering going camping there.
Really?
I'll come with you. Yeah, it's amazing.
Good thing about going camping and swimming in a nice swampy creek like that. What's it called? Dun Swamp. Is that there's no bull sharks out there. Because a lot of bull sharks will sort of get into the waterways and can survive into the fresh. They're not getting all the way out there. This is totally cut off,
so
yeah,
not
good.
A chance.
Safe.
There's
That's
another
what you
win
want.
In life. Yeah. A lot of shark attacks lately.
Oh, there has been. It's frightening.
Still not a real danger, though. Don't worry about sharks ever.
Oh.
That's my hot tip.
Oh, yeah, this is all right. We talked about
this. Basically, statistically impossible.
Yep.
You'll be fine.
Well, you try saying that to that guy at Lake Mack. He lost his arm.
Very, very unlucky.
Yeah.
Very unlucky.
It's like you always wonder in moments like that, death must have just been behind you with his hand over, you know what I mean?
Not scary really, stuff. But I know the imagery.
Yeah, very the Grim Reaper.
Yeah, he's looking real skinny, that Grim Reaper. Love that he wears all black. It's so cute on him.
Flattering.
Oh,
all right, guys.
Well
yeah, look, enjoy your day.
Yeah,
it's going to be a great one. Well, we're going out. I'm going to take Maddie out for a little bit of lunch.
Oh, yeah. You guys are going on a painting buying journey.
Oh, yeah, I've got to go pick up a painting from
a lady. How would you describe the painting, Jade, just quickly?
Okay, real quickly. It's actually one, I think.
Is it a print or a painting?
Oh, I don't know if I should tell you or just save it for tomorrow.
Jade. Tell us a story.
Roughly.
Oh, okay.
So, or is it, just tell us a fact about it.
Okay, so it's from one of my favourite artists that I've been wanting to buy a proper painting from.
What's the artist?
For a long time.
Who's the artist?
Anne Morton.
And oh, I've heard you yabbering on about Anne Morton.
Yeah, she does
before.
Still lifes, but I believe this lady has a G-clay that she's not aware of and she's selling it super cheap.
What's a G-clay?
It's where the artists will do, so when they have like a really popular painting, they'll do reproductions of it with prints, but they will still paint
a little bit over it.
Oh,
okay.
so it's to save them time. Obviously,
they do a bit of egg wash on it. Just to give you some brush texture
but
so people think it's a real painting.
Very expensive to buy G-clay. Like
this woman is underselling it, so you're taking advantage of that.
Yes, I am.
You know what, though? I bet there'd be a limited number of people trying to buy an Anne Morton on the secondary market.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know what, though? Like, how much does it, like, an Anne Morton original go for?
25,000.
And what?
What does a G Clay go for?
Probably around about maybe 1,500.
And what's she selling it for?
$25.
It's a good buy.
I think you know what? We'll get an art dealer in here and it's worth $25.
Well, that's why I want to go check it out and see if it's just a print.
So you're not even buying it?
No, I am buying it. I'm going to buy it regardless because I love Anne Morton.
She's just got some friggin' pastels out.
Nah, you know what?
No, you can't. Yeah, like I've seen the photo.
Like that kind of copy, really hard to sell.
Yeah. And it's my favorite one of Anne Morton that she's put out.
Where are you finding all of this extra money? You're buying fine art. And...
Oh, yeah, $25, big spender.
Well, you're whinging about buying me a $10 lunch before, so I mean...
Well, that's half another painting.
It is.
The way Jade buys them.
Yeah, it's true.
All right.
Enjoy the podcast.
I'll keep you updated, podcasters, on my expedition painting.
I'm sure they're waiting with bated breath.
Yeah. Don't post the podcast until I've bought my painting.
It's going straight up online now.
Yeah. Anyway.
Enjoy, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only. Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jay, Matty, and Krivo.
What else? This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Matty, and Krivo.
Had the best sleep I've ever had.
Yeah. I noticed because I was like, oh, you were active online for an hour. I was like, oh, Maddie's gone to bed.
You're like the CIA.
This is The Novos.
New FM. That makes the world
go. Hey, guys.
Good morning.
How are we?
Oh, brilliant.
Really good.
All good weekend.
Yeah, oh, great weekend.
I mean, good midweek rendezvous.
Exactly. Yeah. That's more like it. It's so confusing. I don't know what day we're at. It feels like a Monday, but I know it's not.
Yeah, I mean, I had the most cliched Australia ever yesterday. I don't know about you
That's
guys.
That's a bit of fun.
I had Vegemite shapes. I had sausage sanger for dinner.
Yep.
Lamingtons? Yeah. No, Lamingtons, actually, no.
I love Lamingtons.
Something good about them, isn't there? Oh. I think everyone's like, you know, last year was a garbage fire, so let's be real patriotic because we live in the best country around.
Yeah, we do. And you know what? We actually went out looking for Australia Day stuff to decorate and everything.
Yeah.
There was nothing, which made me happy. I was glad I missed out because I was thinking, yes, everyone's decked out. Everyone's sold out of all the Australia Day stuff. I was thinking, good.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
Yeah, how was Mudgee, Krivo?
Oh, it was really good.
Yeah, I saw the pictures.
Yeah, very
little
nice.
Little thruple thing going on there.
Very
you
nice.
You and the two women, lady on each arm.
It's a very nice part of the world. What was also funny was a lot of, like, you know, countryside cliches. I'm just going to say this. They lived up to them. Like, never seen so many Toyota Land Cruiser utes in one location.
That's funny.
With the little dog cages on the back. You know?
I'm glad you had a good time. It looked very nice.
Yeah, very nice.
But we've got lads versus lasses right now. This is our ultimate battle of the sexes game. Currently, the lads are on 6 and the lasses are on 5 gold stars. So we need you to win it for your sex on 13 10 09, and we're giving away a really cool prize. I don't know what it is. I've got to check my emails.
Maybe you do that before you do it.
But hopefully.
Just saying. Jason Derulo, there is a prize if you want to call up.
There is a prize, yeah.
Okay. First mistake.
Just don't know what it is.
Look,
actually, there's nothing in my emails, but we'll hook you up.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Matty and Krivo.
Lads. Versus lasses.
Oh yeah, we're giving you the chance to win a family pass to the Treetops Adventure Park. We've actually done this and it is a lot of fun.
If you're afraid of heights,
don't do it. Don't call.
Probably not right up your alley.
No, you should be doing it to get over your fear.
Yeah, it is a good way to get over it. And, you know, even as a 30-something-year-old adult, it was heaps of fun.
Yeah, I loved it. So the lads on 6 gold stars, the lasses are on 5 gold stars. 13209, let's play.
Yeah, we still need a lad, by the way, but let's go to Bree. She works in mining admin, loves fishing, and she had a relaxing day yesterday. Hey, Bree, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, feeling good. Did you get the day off yesterday?
I did.
How good is it? Back to work today?
Yeah.
Isn't it depressing? Yeah, you get to,
Maddie.
I got to like 9 o'clock last night, you know. I don't know about you, Bree, but then you just think, oh my God, it's work tomorrow. Can you believe it?
It's the same feeling as being home on a Sunday afternoon.
It is. Not good. Not good. Hey, let's do this. Kreevo, you've got some questions.
Absolutely. All right. Question number one for you, Bree. Tonka Trucks have done a collaboration with which car company to make full-size car with the Tonka branding all over it? Is it A, Toyota, B, Mercedes, or C, Alfa Romeo?
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
It's multiple choice, though, so, you know, one in three.
Toyota?
Yes!
You got it right! Congratulations.
Don't you love a guess when it works out? It's always right.
All right, question number two for you, Bree. Which type of sander uses a loop of sandpaper? So there's multiple choice again. A, orbital sander, B, belt sander, or C, disc sander? A loop of sandpaper.
A loop, hey?
It should be
a
easy.
A loop of sandpaper is B.
Did you say B? That is correct.
Yes,
belt sander.
Yeah.
All right, two out of three. You're doing pretty well. All right, number three. Eagle Claw are a famous brand of what? Or make a famous brand of what?
Eagle Claw?
Hmm.
Let's say apparel.
No, it's fishing gear. Sorry about
two
that.
Two out of three, though. Not bad.
That was really good. I'm impressed.
Good stuff, Bree. Just hold the line. Lad on the line, Jade.
Matt, he works in mining as well.
It is mining city here today.
Yeah.
I went to a mate's place yesterday for a straight A. G'day.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, really good, man. Did you have fun yesterday?
Yeah, it was a great day. Went for a swim and all that.
Oh, good stuff.
Beautiful. Living life.
Yeah. Living life.
You got the heat stroke today? You out in the sun all day?
Terrible.
Yeah, terrible.
Struggle to getting up this morning.
Yeah, I feel ya, brother. I feel ya. Let's do it.
Alrighty. So, your first question: Thin Lizzy is a brand of what?
I don't know.
Makeup. Okay, it's all right. Question number two: It's a true or false question. Is Ariana Grande married?
True.
No.
No good.
You're bombed out, Matt. I'm sorry, man.
Unlucky.
Enjoy your day. That means...
Yes!
Three. You won. Treetops Adventure Park. Family pass. All yours.
Thank you.
No worries.
Good
enjoy
job,
your day.
Bree. We're now tied with the lads on the gold star board.
Yeah, give them a couple, eh, Matty? Couple of easy ones. So
good
they
job,
feel
Jake. You closed the gap, though.
Yeah,
you
well done.
Bree closed
filled
the
hole.
Gap. I'm proud.
Hey, up next, guys, of course, I did take the extra day off. Took the long weekend and went to Mudgee. Great part of the world. A lot of wining and dining. But some of the, let's just call them countryside elements were perhaps some of the most entertaining. Some really funny stuff going on in the pubs there. I've got to tell you about. It's awesome.
Oh, good old Mudgee tourism, hey?
Yeah.
Free trip next time for Kreevo.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Kreevo.
Now, you're back in town.
Yeah.
What a disgrace. You took Monday off. You left us here.
High
to go
and dry.
So
just wanted to have a little, like, you know, holiday. Haven't really been anywhere in ages and was like, you know what? If I ask for the one day off, they'll probably give it. And they did. So off we went. road trip to Mudgee. It was actually pretty cool. Like, a lot of good wineries and amazing restaurants and stuff. And that was all great. But then there was, like, a lot of, like, I'm just going to call it, Mudgee getting involved with like the countryside stereotypes, right?
Okay.
So, in a good way, like it was a heap of fun. But like, for example, in the main street, there's a couple of like tractor and harvester dealerships. Like, you know that you're selling a lot of tractors when you can justify having a Main Street dealership, right?
That is true.
There's multiple as well.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Who knew there was such a market?
Like, because you drive down Broadmeadow here, you've got, you know, what is it?
There's BMW.
Cluster,
yeah.
All the lot there. So it's the
that's
the
their version, right?
Of, yeah.
The cheeky plug there.
Of Mudgee, yeah.
Are you trying to get a free car?
No, not.
Clusters of tractors.
But then, like, aside from the food and wine, everyone knows that's good, right?
Yeah.
In my opinion, one of the stars of the town are the country pubs. And we did check out a bunch of them by drinking at them.
How many pubs do you think there are in Mudgee?
Oh, God, there must be 10 to 20.
Wow.
There's a lot of pubs.
Who likes to drink in Mudgee?
Yeah, well, I didn't get into all of them, but a couple I did get into. Once again, absolutely smashing it in the countryside stereotype department. You can go in the middle of the day and there are Cooper hats everywhere. In fact, I'll put it out there that's probably one of the most popular brands in the whole town.
They have expensive taste. A Cooper's aren't cheap.
I know. There's a lot of money. That's probably why they want to flaunt it. But for me...
got my nice hat today. Got
the good hat today. But for me, the absolute star, and I've never seen this before, and this is how you know you're really in the countryside. We went into this pub and they're like, we are serious about our steaks. I was like, oh yeah, maybe they're like ordering like the really good cuts and stuff.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different in this pub. You walk in there and they have a fully fledged butcher shop in there inside the pub, and you meet the butcher and then you're like, I want that bit, and he like saws it off a bigger piece of meat. And then and then they send that off to the kitchen to be cooked.
Do you know what?
That's cool.
A great idea.
It was kind of amazing.
You would have been tickled pink with that, like loving good produce and stuff. That's really cool.
I was in my element. The best part was the butcher also wearing a Cooper.
Really?
Job done. Amazing.
Wow.
Oh, I need to go to Mudgee, clearly. Wow.
Yeah,
sounds
like
heaps
of fun.
Just to do the pick your own meat.
Foodie and drinks, absolute paradise.
You love a novelty, don't you, Jade?
I do love a novelty. But,
oh,
you know,
so do I. It totally got me.
Point out something here, though, real quick.
Oh, yes.
You rarely jump on your Instagram and, you know.
Some would say almost never.
Almost never, really.
I'm probably doing 2 posts a month.
Yeah,
if that.
And it was hilarious because you were doing a Jade and you go, hey, at Logan Wines, what is that zippy mineral? I don't know what it is, but it tastes great. And you're like slurring. It was like a drunken post.
Look, I may have been quite into the wines by then, I have to admit. And they did offer a case of their best wines to the best social media post. And I was like, I want a case of your best wine.
Just buy the winery, Crevo.
Oh, know, if man, only.
Millionaire.
Can I please just play your...
I have one question. What is a zippy mineral?
How drunk do you sound?
Well, I had it was many samples
was
in
great.
At that point.
You know, God help you one day when you're a bit tipsy, Jade.
What is a zippy mineral?
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else?
On UFM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Oh my God, Jade, we've just listened to you for 5 minutes ranting about Facebook Marketplace. Please.
Oh, it's a punish.
Always
sometimes.
A dilemma, isn't it?
No.
Like, thank God the show's starting. This is going on and on and on and on.
I'm just trying to deal with this lady at the moment because I want to buy something off her, but I think she's just old and she just doesn't know how to use, like you said, Crevo, technology, and we're just backwards and forwards. It's been a week now. And
actually, shouldn't have brought it up.
Yeah, you've continued it on air,
anyway,
Maddie.
Hopefully today I'll finally get the picture because
really want it.
I really like it. And I'm thinking, love, I want to buy it off you, but she's just making it so hard.
Hey, the other day we were talking about things that you do when you sleepwalk. Mm. Do you guys ever sleepwalk, or have you?
No, no, I'm not asleep. Well, my sister is, though, and my mum used to be petrified if we had to stay in hotels and stuff, because mum would be worried that she'd walk out into the balcony and fall off it or something like that.
Yeah.
Jackson, you are a notorious sleepwalker, right?
Yeah, and I always do it naked as well, which makes it even more interesting.
Yeah, so because you like to sleep nude.
Yes, but I sleepwalk everywhere. Like, I'll go outside. I've jumped in the car before. Yeah, it's quite scary.
Oh. It's such a, it is a very scary thing to think about. We put it on Facebook on the meme, and of course, wow, we've got some gold today. Let me tell you, people like to pee in things when they sleepwalk, it turns out.
Oh, that's really?
Well, I think it may be because their body's telling them to wake up. They need to go to the toilet. But
I'm just looking.
Mentally, they can't wake up.
There's at least 4 sock drawers. Peed in the sock drawers.
Oh, my God.
13:10:09, though. What things have you done while sleepwalking?
This is a great one.
Maybe it's your partner that does it, and yeah, you know, it's completely whack.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
We're asking you, what things have you done while sleepwalking?
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Yeah, because who knew it happened so much, right? And the comments.
Scary.
Yeah. Comments have gone off online. Some hilarious comments about peeing in linen cupboards and undie drawers. One guy did it all over the lounge.
Yeah.
Oh, that is...
It's a bizarre thing that they do.
Weird, isn't it?
Well, I wouldn't want to have a sleepwalker in my family because at first you'd be freaking out because I look possessed.
Oh, like the eyes rolling around and stuff.
Yeah.
That sort of gear,
and
is it?
You're meant to wake him up because everyone says don't wake a sleepwalker. So
but
then
if
what do you do? Just
if they're doing something dangerous, do you just, let them do it?
I know this sounds really dark, what I'm about to say, but I think Jackson was telling us a story on the weekend or on Monday.
No, about Hamish.
Hamish, yeah, about the guy that like killed his whole family.
Yes.
Like,
sleepwalking,
and the defense was I was asleep, got away with it.
He actually got away with it. So
crazy.
Apparently, there's this condition where if you're like a supersonic sleepwalker, it's actually this medical condition. And he woke up, he got in his car, he drove like across suburbs asleep, and he killed his in-laws. And then he woke up driving around, and he actually drove himself to the police station and handed himself in. He said, look, I think I've done something really terrible. I can't remember. But, and yeah.
What a wild story. Let's have none of those kind of calls.
Hey, Craig.
Hey, Craig. How you going?
Yeah, good. Yourself?
Yeah, really good. So tell us, what have you done while sleepwalking?
It wasn't actually me. It was a builder that I worked for.
Okay, what happened?
He got up and, you know, them chests that you have at the end of your bed.
Yeah, a blanket box. Yep.
And stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep. He got up on that and peed all over his wife.
Oh, no.
That is kind of messed up, man.
How many times did he do that? Just the once, or?
Oh, it was only the once that I heard of.
Yeah, then they got a divorce.
I mean, that's an interesting shower. Look at my golden shower.
How interesting. Thank
is that
you
what
so
they call
much.
That?
I don't know. Do they?
I don't know. Who else have we got in the
yellow,
phone?
You know?
Right, right.
Hey, Karen, how are you? Hello, Karen. Karen. Winky, wakey. Are you sleep driving?
Karen.
Karen.
She's gone.
Bye, Karen.
Bye, Karen. Well, we got one guy peeing on his wife.
One girl on here, Jessica, says, spread toothpaste all through my hair because, you know, that's what we all want when we wake up, to find toothpaste in our hair.
I was trying to...
that's a terrible kind of hair gel. Probably dries your hair out as well, I would guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just trying to Google why you pee when you sleepwalk, but it's
no answer.
Parasomnias.
Karen's story was actually really interesting. Can I very quickly?
Yeah.
So she dreamt that she stabbed her partner, which is really dark, but she woke up with a knife in her hand. So she'd actually gone to the kitchen and got the knife.
Oh, my God.
I thought she was confessing to a crime.
We've really touched on all themes
that
here.
That's scary.
We haven't had all that one.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
What a roller coaster.
Oh, my God. Well, producer Jackson, while you're here, what's the goss?
Yeah, Ellen could be not dancing anymore, so her show could be being replaced, and I've got the person that they're tipping to do it. Also, Jared Leto, he's opened up about what it was like to find out that the world was in turmoil because of COVID-19, because he was in a meditation retreat for so many weeks.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he went in and then he came out and everything was very different. So I'll play some audio from that.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'll let you finish.
Goss.
We do this every day with producer Jackson where we get the latest goss from the celebrity world. And I know Maddie is sitting on the edge of his seat wanting to know about Ellen.
Yeah, let's do Ellen. Alrighty. So her ratings have slipped and apparently she just really wants out of her show. She's sick of it. She's done it for far too long and annoyed far too many people. So they're looking for replacements. Apparently NBC Universal really, really loves the Kelly Clarkson show. So they're saying that Kelly Clarkson is pretty much definitely going to replace Ellen DeGeneres, especially since she's matched Ellen DeGeneres' ratings.
Wow.
Jeez, that's pretty good. That's pretty impressive because she's only been on the air, what, how long's that been?
In her second year now.
In her second year.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, the show's really good, actually. I always see the clips online and stuff. So funny.
I want to check it out.
I did call it. I said Kelly Clarkson will replace Ellen.
You did call it.
You know what? A wet cat could replace Ellen and I'd watch that.
Oh.
You know, or like a wet towel or something. Like a
cats
cucumber.
Are pretty funny at dancing, to be fair.
That's true.
I actually like the idea of Kelly Clarkson giving the show a go because she actually started out as a regular Joe. Like, she got fame from a reality TV show.
You love a butler, don't you, Jay?
I do. So it's sort of, you know, she's still down to earth. Like, she's not out of touch.
She's just an all-American girl, you know? That's her. That's in saying that wholesome thing, please. It's not 100%, you know,
you reckon?
Genuine.
Oh, look, everyone likes getting jiggy with it in the sheets. But, what? You know.
No. I wasn't implying anything about
his sex life.
What have you been doing?
Moving on to someone who's probably not so wholesome or down to earth, Jared Leto. So he's a little bit cooked. He does all these meditation retreats. He doesn't wear shoes around LA and stuff like that. But he went into like a 2-week no-talking meditation retreat just as COVID was breaking out. And he's finally opening up about what it was like to go from nothing to something and not know about it.
And when I went away, there were about 150 cases. They made a decision, let's not disturb the participants. And I didn't turn on my phone until I went back to LA. When I came out, there was a shutdown, a state of emergency, and the whole world had changed.
Wouldn't that be trippy? Mm.
That's wild, yeah. 'Cause when you go phone off for any period of time, like, You check the news and stuff when you come back. For that long, just as such a big world event happened.
It's a lot of reading to do.
It's like a movie or something where, you know, you come back and there's something crazy has happened, you know, the end of the world.
Would you be mad if you weren't told? Like, if they kept you in the dark about that, would you be kind of cut?
No.
As long as it wasn't, like, unsafe. Like, as long as people weren't coming in or something.
This kind of sounds like the Big Brother house. You know, like something major has to happen for Big Brother to tell them about it.
I think it's nice not knowing. You get a bit longer of a break thinking that the world's a happy place.
Yeah.
Talking about it is. Thank you, Jackson.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is awesome.
Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here in our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
People can't control what's happening in their own dream.
I had a weird one last night. It involved Crevo and Emmy.
Oh,
everyone's assuming what it was about.
Yeah.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
That makes the world go.
I got a haircut on Monday. You were there, Jade.
Can I
say one thing? You're never coming with me again.
No, you leave me there.
She was auditing the hairdresser. Like, I've never seen someone stand so close, you know,
when you're getting a haircut. What were you doing?
Well,
didn't you just sit on the boyfriend chair and wait?
No, she was up and around the grill.
I was holding his hand.
Because that's what I need, you know, to hold my hand.
You do.
I get a haircut.
You do. And it looks great.
It looks good. Like, so you've gotten the sides like buzzed again, and the top is the top part. Is that going to have the
the man bun?
The man bun.
Yeah.
Is that slid on purpose?
What do you mean?
Oh, they've done like a really big line on there, but yeah. The reason she did that, it's quite thick, like a centimeter. Or maybe like
Whoever you've been going to has been stuffing it up.
Yeah, yeah,
you
true. Don't,
you need to be consistent
do
with
your
barber.
You know what's really bad, though? Like, I hate going to barbers in the middle of the shopping centre. You know, like those kiosk barbers? I've been avoiding them for years because, you know what? Nobody wants to... Who wants to, you know, get your hair cut in front of everybody at Westfield? Anyway, obviously, I've, like, got... I hate going to the barber... or the hairdresser, because they always bring up, oh, you're missing a bit of hair on the top there. Yeah, I know, I'm aware. Anyway, that's why I don't like going to the kiosks. What does she do? She pulls out her phone. Have you looked into any hair loss treatments? I'm like, oh.
Yes. And it was great.
And all these hot guys were walking up the escalator. And I just thought, wow, this is my life. I'm sitting in the middle of a shopping center looking at hair replacement videos on YouTube.
Yeah, but you were like, look, I have been looking into stuff. Mm. You were egging her on. Deep down, you really wanted to know.
No, I could look in my own time.
Give me the info, but not in such a public place. Yeah. Is where you're getting at.
What's the point of that story? Why do you want me to tell that?
Oh, well, I was actually going to do it as a piece.
Oh, sorry, I stole your segment about my life.
But that's okay.
We'll come
back to that. But I want to tell you about an incident that happened quite a bit. So it's to do with aircraft and the lavatory leaks, right? And as it's falling from Earth, it'll freeze. And then some dangerous accidents can happen. Like someone
I don't believe this story. I think these are all online myths.
From frozen people's...
I'm on the fence here. I'm going to wait because Jade did work in an airline.
Yeah. So this is a new segment. Trust me, it happened. I'll tell you more about this in a sec.
I'm looking forward to this.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And I'm so excited to talk about this because I knew this was a thing and a lot of people don't. So turns out a lot of aircraft or airlines, obviously there's a lavatory on board and sometimes it will leak. And so a lot of people's urine and excrement, obviously from being the lavatory being used on board, actually leaks from the aircraft. It freezes in the sky as it's falling down to Earth. And some people have almost died from it.
You were telling this story so differently. And this is why I think you're full of crap with this story. Because Jade thinks that planes, because, you know, she used to work in airlines, so she's an expert on the aircraft, yeah, apparently. Yeah. That they just let all of the human waste midair.
No. Okay, let me give you a little bit of... So you can actually Google this, everyone. Blue ice, okay. And on Wikipedia, it'll open. I'll show you guys the page here just for proof.
Yeah, anyone can make a Wikipedia.
No. If this is a legitimate thing, if there's any pilots out there, please call on 131009. But blue ice, in the context of aviation, is frozen sewage material that has leaked mid-flight from commercial aircraft lavatory waste systems. It is a mixture of bio-waste and liquid disinfectant that freezes at high altitude. The name comes from the blue colour of the disinfectant. Airlines are not allowed to dump their waste tanks in mid-flight, and pilots have no mechanism by which to do so. However, leaks sometimes do occur. Now, I bring this up, right, because a frozen ball of urine and excrement has actually smashed through a retired couple's roof after falling from a jumbo jet.
Now,
true story, it actually happened.
I don't know. That looks to me like a fake article.
It's not a fake article. It's on the Daily Mail.
And a most reputable of newspaper, although we do use a lot for this show.
It is legitimate.
Yeah, we can't be hypocrites. So, wow, there you go.
It happened. Wow.
I believe it may have happened one time. But
No. It's actually happened a couple of times. A woman was actually injured after a football-sized mass of frozen
football
human waste
size
falls from plane. I kid you not. So, that was in India. That's
I do notice, right?
Yeah.
Of all these things, they only ever have a photo of like an airline toilet.
No.
They never have a picture of this so-called blue ice. It doesn't look very blue.
There's a picture.
That looks like a lump of quartz.
Yeah, well, dangerous. Now, I don't want you to be scared when you're walking around outside your homes, but...
I'm not.
Be careful. Like, look up every now and again if you do hear a plane going by, because you just never know.
Wonder if it's good luck. You know how they say if a bird drops its guts all over you? I mean... Imagine that.
It hits in the head the size of a football.
Well, it's very rare to happen. What a way to
go. I'm going to say that's very unlucky if that hits you. Now, Jade, up next, something a little different, switching gears here, because we're watching TV before and Joe Biden, President of the United States, was on television signing some papers, right?
Yeah.
I think that's a lot of what the president's job is. And you couldn't help but notice he was wearing a lovely watch on his wrist.
Mm.
And he commented on it. Maddie said it's actually a $7,000 Rolex.
Causing drama.
Well, people are like, why does he have such a fancy watch? I mean, he's the president.
He can.
He's allowed to. And Jade was like, well, maybe I can have that watch. What I might do is write him a letter to ask for it. And I said, you know what you should do? Write him that letter. And surprising me, you've actually written up a nice little letter. We're going to read it on air
next. Do you know what? Yeah. She's not even joking.
No.
I wish it was that easy. She's not even joking.
Yeah, it's true. It's embarrassing.
I can't deal. 7:14, Jade's letter to Joe Biden to try and get his free $7,000 Rolex watch.
No shame. No shame.
New FM.
The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Dear Mr. President.
I want that. Give it to me. Can I have it when you're dead?
So, yeah, that's you.
This is all because Jade, before the show, was saying how much she really liked the look of President Joe Biden's watch, and she was going to write a letter and ask for it because she thought no one else would do it.
Oh, I figured it's in a little bit of hot water at the moment, Biden, because everyone's saying he shouldn't be wearing a $7,000 watch.
I think that's so bizarre.
Like, it's a weird thing to pick on.
Leader of the free world. If he wants a nice watch, who cares?
He should be able to wear one.
Well,
anyway.
So I thought if he's going to stop wearing it...
Well, he won't.
Maybe I should ask for it. I don't know. No one. I don't think many people would be asking for his watch.
I think in that area, I think you're right. I reckon if you ask for his watch, you may be the only person to do it.
Yeah. So
you like New Atali Nelms' diamond earrings as well, Jade? You want those? Maybe you should ask her for those.
No.
Please. Just the watch.
She's not as rich as the president. You know what I mean? So her kids will need those diamonds down the track.
Start local, you know.
Nah, go for the
prize. But the president, I figured, you know, his kids or grandkids that get it, they won't appreciate it.
Not like
they're rich.
You.
Well, they're super rich.
So you think you deserve Joe Biden's watch and you've written a letter. Let's hear it.
All right, here we go. Dear Mr. President.
Hang on, let me turn this down.
I see you are a great-looking man with a really nice watch. I am just a humble radio star in a small city in Newcastle, Australia. I am quite fortunate. I have a nice husband, a beautiful home, and great workmates. I am, however, missing one thing in my life. A watch.
That is a men's Rolex watch.
I was watching you on television, and I couldn't help notice you have a lovely Rolex watch on your wrist. Being the president, I'm sure you can get a free watch just by asking for it from one of your staff. May I please have your Rolex watch, the one you keep wearing on television? Here are the reasons I think I deserve your watch. One, I could never afford one myself because Rolexes are very expensive.
True.
Two, you can afford just to buy another one.
Yes. Also true.
And again. Three, no one else would appreciate it like me. I think
I don't know about that.
Not even him. His very personal watch.
I just can't seem to think of people that are less deserving than you.
Four, wouldn't it be nice to give to charity? You'll get a good feeling by giving it to me, I promise. I hope you will take my request seriously and post out the watch as soon as possible. I've attached my address. Best regards, Jade, leader.
What do you reckon the chances are, Maddie?
I mean,
absolutely zero, but, you know.
I reckon, drive. You know what? I actually think you've got a better chance of getting that watch
Let's
than winning the lotto.
Let's think about what's going on in America right now. Just think about it.
Mm.
People, mass unemployment, massive pandemic raging through the country.
Yeah, but
maybe he, do you think maybe he would give it to an American citizen who's maybe lost their job?
No, because
no,
he doesn't,
deserve it
no,
more.
Because he doesn't want to see the watch pawned off to for cash somewhere.
You'd be taking it straight to cash.
No,
nah,
I won't.
You know what? I reckon Jade would put that. It on the in the treasure cabinet.
Yeah, 100%.
That's the president's watch.
Family heirloom.
For life. Forever.
Good luck, Jade. Now, are you going to pay for the postage stamp or are you going to get work to pay for
it? I'm going to get work to pay for it.
We should post it off. We should
yeah,
post 100%. It off.
100%.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
On UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. That makes the world
go. It's time for Beat the Meat.
Oh, it is. It's back, Singo's sausages. You need to replenish the sausage stock after yesterday.
Well, yeah. Absolutely. Or maybe you got super inspired and you want to barbecue every night this week. This is your chance. 13-10-09. We need someone to beat the meat with us. Of course, it is our very own Beat the Bomb style game, except it's with sausages. They build up, and if you get too greedy, boom, they explode everywhere, making a big mess.
I love that description. That was amazing.
No, I'm glad you liked it. 13-10-09, we need someone to play. We're doing it next.
Yep.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dog?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
Yeah, that's right. It's all thanks to Singo's Butcheries. They have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. This is where we all beat the meat together. Who are we meeting today?
Joining us, Shirley.
Shirley, hello.
Hey, Shirley, hi. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
We're doing good.
Yeah,
I think that's what you asked.
Good, yeah. Love it.
I love your name, Shirley, just really quick. Is that, were you named after Shirley Temple?
No, I was actually named after Shirley Crabtree,
the
restaurant in Great Britain.
Shirley Temple. What year are we living in?
I love Shirley
Temple. Is this 2021?
Jade lives in the time of Bridgerton. We all know that.
Yeah, I do.
You don't mind.
Back to the 1800s, you know, Jade. See you, doll. All right, you know how this works, Shirley?
I do, yeah.
All right, remember, don't get too greedy. The guy last week got greedy, got no sausages. Here we go. Let's beat the meat with Shirley. Here it comes. No, we're just having a computer issue.
Or a Maddie issue.
Let's have a chat.
All right.
No.
It's Shirley, so you're at Swansea, are you, Shirley?
Yes, I am.
What's the weather like at Swansea this morning? Is it grey and overcast down there as well?
Really grey, overcast, with a bit of a breeze picking up now too, so some rain on its way, I think.
Yeah,
Shirley, excellent. You know how to fill the time and be a weather presenter. I love it. Let's beat the meat. One sausage. Four sausages. Five sausages. 11 sausages.
Stop.
11. All yours. Congratulations, you're a winner, Shirley.
Shirley, you could have gone up to 31 sausages today, but you know.
Oh my God.
Almost.
Enjoy driving to work safely.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Coming up next, we're playing Birthday Lotto.
Yeah, we are. So if your month is drawn out, you can call the show on 13-10-09 and then we spin the lotto balls. And if we draw out your birthday, you win the money. It is that easy. And I think we're up to $575.
Excellent. Wow, $575. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Let's do this.
We really need to write that up, don't we?
Yeah.
All right, let's spin the wheel.
It has come up November.
Oh, November babies. Call now. 13-10-09, $575 up for grabs next with Birthday Lotto.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is
The
Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Yeah, how this works, if your month is drawn out, you call the show on 13 10 09, then we spin the lotto balls, and if we draw out your birthday, you win the money. Currently $575 up for grabs, and we were looking for someone born in November.
That's right, and it is time to meet Joanne.
Hey, Joanne, how are
Sorry,
you?
Sorry, no, Annette.
Annette.
Hey, Annette, how are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Now, you're from Mayfield. Mayfield represent. Your favourite ice cream is strawberry, and yep. You want to win lotto to buy a house. Now, you might get a doll's house for $575, but you're not buying an actual house with this cash.
No, I meant the other lotto.
Oh, the real lotto, yeah. Well, with $575, maybe you could buy a lot of lotto tickets.
That is true. Lots there. All right.
Good luck, Annette.
Let's spin those balls for you, Annette. Here we go.
Right. Fingers crossed.
Ooh, okay. Here we go. So, Annette, I really hope you were born on the 23rd of November.
Oh, bugger. The day before.
Oh, got it. So close.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
So far. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing.
I wanted to win the lotto.
I know.
I thought she'd won.
Oh, what a sweetheart.
Oh, she sounded so nice.
Oh, isn't that that's sad? Anyway, $575. Playing again before 9 o'clock, guys.
That it is. And, yeah, we're up for the news in just a minute. But before that...
Oh, can I tell you something real quick?
Oh, yeah, go.
I tried that new Neapolitan Cadbury Limited Edition chocolate last night.
As in the ice cream,
yeah.
The old school ice cream.
Yeah, so they're doing a block of chocolate that exactly like the ice cream. It's delicious.
So is it each square that has three divisions, or is it like the whole block, like three big lines?
No, so it's in layers. So they've got it's a chocolate base, a strawberry center, and then the white chocolate top.
And try that today.
It's delicious. It's like a triple top deck.
Ooh. Sounds great.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Head to newfm.com.au and register your details. Be New FM's Weather Whiz Kid with the Novos.
Hi, I'm Blake Scarf-Greave, and a shout out to all my friends at St. Aloysius. A cloudy day ahead with a chance of showers, most likely in the late afternoon and evening. We are expecting a top temperature of 26 degrees in the city and 27 degrees inland. Cloudy tomorrow with the chance of showers and cloudy with the chance of a shower on Friday. It's the Novos when you wake up. Kate, Tim and Joel for the drive home and Newcastle's best music all summer on 105.3 New FM.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Don't speak so soon, Jade. You never know around here.
I always say, like, if you can get back in the building in a new year, great signs.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
Makes the world go.
Wow. Oh, how good was that Weather Whiz Kid?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Blake from St. Aloysius Catholic. Unbelievable.
11 years old. That was up there with one of the best, I think.
Yeah, 100%. Definitely.
Weather Whiz Kid Hall of Famer. I'm calling it now.
Where is this Hall of Fame?
If Hamish ever calls sick, we'll give you a shout to come in, Blake.
It's actually in our awards wing of the building.
Oh, yes. There is an awards wing.
Well, you know,
here.
Jackson's the only one in there with the employee of the month.
Oh, that's right. Well, you wander the lonely halls of the awards wing of New FM.
We only ever gave away one winner for 1 month, and that was it.
Can't believe they built a whole wing of the building for that.
What happened, Maddie, with that? Because you were head of the Employee of the Month committee.
That's right.
No, like the work, sometimes you just have to give up, you know, and things sometimes just all gets too hard.
There was no one else worthy.
Well, of course, the only other one that I could have given it to is myself, but, you know, you can't do that, right?
It looks weird to self-nominate.
Only if people know, though.
Yeah.
If they don't know. Happy days.
Oh, who's nominated me for this? That's very kind.
Is this your nomination for January?
I'll just give it to myself. You're into self-nominating, Jay. Stars of Newcastle. Oh, no, so Jackson.
Yeah, actually, I was going to say self-nominate, but no, I didn't.
Guys, coming up next, interesting one. Yesterday, we were having a great time by the pool, doing bombs, you know, very juvenile of us. And there's an apartment underneath the pool. It's summer. You know what? It's Australia Day. People are having fun. This woman comes up and starts lecturing about us about jumping in the pool. Like, don't lecture us. How you shouldn't be drinking near the pool. You shouldn't be bombing. I can hear that downstairs. Everyone just, there was like 15 of us, were just like, you know what? Go away, Karen. Don't lecture us. We're having fun.
Just an annoying person.
I can hear the bombing. Don't buy an apartment that's underneath a pool then.
that's just a real hot tip for you.
13:10:09, though, were you lectured by a stranger? Because it is so true. We were chatting about this as well last week.
Yeah.
People just feel like they can say what they want to, whether it's on the roads, at the shopping centre, and I hate it.
Is something very memorable as well?
Yeah.
If somebody, like some random person comes up and goes full lecture mode,
yeah,
you weirdly remember it. I can't explain why.
You do it, Jade.
Sticks with you.
When do I do it?
Oh, you leave notes on people's cars.
That's a bit different.
I'm pretty sure that's lecturing somebody, a stranger.
By a letter.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Nobody likes being lectured by a stranger, right? It's one of life's most miserable moments. And it's like, mind your business. You are a notorious lecturer, Jade.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I never lecture strangers, ever. The only time is if sometimes I have to leave a note on someone's car because they're parked in my spot. But
on a public street.
Otherwise, that's it.
13:09, pretty sure that's lecturing a stranger.
One time.
Where you said never.
Well, all the time. But that's the only time. I'm not lecturing someone because they're, you know, breastfeeding in public and there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, you took that to the extreme.
No, but people...
What are your thoughts on that?
Some people do.
Some people do. That's a perfect example. But I have no issues with it. But a lot of people... you hear like women who are breastfeeding, who people, strangers say you shouldn't be doing that in public.
Mind your business, I say.
Yeah.
13:10:09, were you lectured by a stranger and what happened?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, this happens a lot. And do you know what? There's just nothing worse than when a Karen comes up to you and just says, you know what? I'm going to tell you how to live your life.
Yeah, what you're doing is wrong and here's why. That's the sort of vibe that they go for.
Well, this happens to you. You've been lectured by a stranger, Jade, right? What about your car?
Okay.
Tell us this one.
This one's a little while ago. But like you said, Crevo, you really remember the moment.
Yeah.
So I was 19 at the time and I just completed my makeup artist course. So I had on the back of my car, you know, mobile makeup artist with my mobile number. And obviously, being a lot younger.
What was your name back then? because, you know, you change jobs and identities all the time.
You're like Jason Bourne of Broadmeadow.
So true. But
she didn't answer it.
Being a younger driver, you have that P-plater mentality. You're always in a rush.
Yeah.
And I wasn't in the right lane, and I may have cut off a truck slightly when I was on my way to home, I think it was at the time. Anyway, I get a telephone call. I'm thinking, yes, I've finally got a client.
I'm in business.
And no, it was a truck driver who I'd cut off calling me up to lecture me about how I drive on the roads.
What did you say to him?
I just said, oh, okay, thank you. I'll be careful next time.
Sort of hung up in his ear. How rude.
Well, you know what? I did probably need to be scolded for that. Fair call.
I thought you were going to say, now, do you have any events that you're going to or maybe your wife's going to that might need makeup?
Yes, you did, I bet. Let's go to Amber. Hey, Amber, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, thanks.
Isn't it the worst getting lectured by a stranger? What happened to you? Or were you the person that lectured somebody?
No, I don't really lecture people, but no, I got lectured by a teenager.
Really?
What happened?
Yeah, I was feeding my son. He's now five, but I was sitting at McDonald's with my son and my mother-in-law, And, yeah, they decided it was a good idea to give me a lecture about breastfeeding.
So, wow.
So that's a big topic for people. I was completely covered. You could not see a thing, that sort of thing. And he's sitting there eating his Maccas, and he's like, ooh, do you have to do that in public?
Why is this even a thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been a thing for a while.
But it's like one of those society's really shitty things, you know? Like, yeah. Nobody... It's one of the most natural things.
I said to him, I said, well, you've got to eat. You're eating your McDonald's.
Yeah. Yeah, you're drinking your milkshake.
Burger.
Yeah. Wow.
You're good on you for saying that back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, hopefully he remembers you standing up to him.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. Hopefully. That's a rare one, isn't it? A teenager lecturing you. Like,
yeah, that is a rare
one. Wow.
So some bigoted old man, you might go, that's likely for a teenager.
Only at Macca's.
Thanks, Amber.
Wow. There you go.
Let's go to Jesse. Hey, Jesse. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Hey, tell us your story. What happened?
Me and my 4-year-old daughter were, out the front of the Commonwealth Bank, and, she spilled a milkshake, she dropped it and it went everywhere, and this lady just fully started, yelling at us and, carrying on about how she needs to learn how to hold her milkshake, and I should have taught my daughter how to hold a cup by now and all this stuff.
That's terrible.
Whoa, lady, you need help. And, she's four. And, yeah, she just went on for ages.
She's a four-year-old.
Yeah.
Wow. What a messed up individual.
Were you sort of taken back? Did you say anything back to her? Were you just sort of in shock that this lady...
I was just oh, my God, how disgusting. She's four.
Mm.
And, you need help, honestly.
Get a grip, lady.
You know what? Like anything, when you get lectured by a stranger, you think of all the things you should have said.
Afterwards.
Yeah, I had some things I wanted to say, but my 4-year-old was with me, so.
What does that mean, mummy? Well, what did she want? You spill a milkshake. What did she want you to get your gurney out of your handbag and just,
but she was crazy. So little, and I just couldn't believe the response from this, lady that just seriously needs some help.
You know what, Jesse? I'm going to ring the shame bell for you, okay?
There you go.
Shame on that random
lady. Shame on that lady. That's terrible.
Who hates on a 4-year-old?
I know. Poor kid.
Thanks for your calls.
Just a kid.
Well, we've got Love It or Loathe It after this. And I'm going to get your thoughts, Matt and Crevo, on the daily topic, which is Bigfoot.
Oh, this is one of those Jade Love It or Loathe It.
Yeah,
Bigfoot. Yeah.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Matt and Crevo.
I don't care.
New FM. Love it.
Yeah, this is where we get Maddie and Crevo's thoughts this morning on the daily topics. There's only one rule, no fence sitting. And today,
what have you got for us?
I want to know if you love or loathe Bigfoot.
Oh, I'm going to say absolutely.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it. Because I know what a great business. They've worked out how to scam a whole bunch of people in, that area where they apparently see it all the time.
Yeah.
They do, Bigfoot tours. They sell the merchandise. If I lived around that, I think it's in California. If I lived in that area, I'd have my own line of Bigfoot hoodies. It would make a fortune.
Aww.
Loathe it.
Loathe it? Why? Because you don't believe in Bigfoot?
You know what? Well, of course not.
Neither do I.
Well, it might be real. You don't know.
No, it isn't. Absolutely isn't. But I still love the idea of making some cash off it.
Mm.
Of course you would. Cheap iron-on t-shirt. You know, the Bigfoot...
Bigfoot patches.
The patches, yeah.
$60.
I'm with Bigfoot.
Team Bigfoot.
Yeah. Now, why do you bring this up, Jade?
Okay, well, only because over in Oklahoma, they actually want to make it a law over there where they create a hunting season for Bigfoot. But you're not allowed to shoot the squash. They're saying that they just want to trap Bigfoot and not kill him.
Can we just rewind to Crevo's...
Because they're just trying to find evidence of him.
Observation, just a minute ago. Yeah, more money-making schemes.
Yeah.
Bigfoot hunting season, the best marketing they could possibly do.
And I'm sure you have to pay for a license, do you?
Well, it doesn't go into that detail, but the bounty for Bigfoot is $25,000 for someone who traps Bigfoot.
You know what? If I trapped Bigfoot, I would make a lot more money than $25,000.
You know what I would do?
You keep him locked away and sell it to the highest bidder.
No, no, no. You wouldn't do that. Make more money. You know what you do? You get one of those circus freak shows. You cover him up so no one's ever seen him, and then you just pay fees.
Just go to 60 Minutes. Yeah. One-on-one interview with Bigfoot. He does exist.
You make a lot off that.
Yeah. Oh,
so
good
there,
stuff.
You go.
There you go.
If you want to go on a hunt to trap Bigfoot, you can. You just got to go to
Only in the
Oklahoma.
Right season. Yeah, only in a certain season after you pay a fee to get a license.
Yeah, and after, COVID finishes and
all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
It'll happen.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
UFM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
That makes the world go.
Well, coming up very soon is 105 minutes of commercial-free music with Jackson. Hello.
Yo, good morning.
Oh, Zara.
Yes.
Good song.
Lush Life. Fresh from Ed Sheeran, Afterglow. Did you know his daughter was conceived in Antarctica?
Yes.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, I'm surprised he could make it work there. That's quite an achievement.
He would have had enough money to pay for a heater.
Coldest place on earth.
Yeah.
DJ Sammy as well.
Oh, good. I'm glad we're playing this.
I know, it's a good tune.
It is really good. I haven't heard it in so long.
Yeah, I know.
Good stuff. Thank you, Justin.
What a treat. Cheers for that. Up next, though, guys, this is a great opportunity if you want to come to our massive grand reunion event. This is all for the MAFS reunion party that's happening. We're having a VIP premiere party. You're going to walk the red carpet. You get champers on arrival. Plus, you get to, watch the event with all your mates at the cinemas. You and three friends could be walking the red carpet with us. 13-10-09. How many do we want to give away?
Let's do three calls.
Oh, you beauty.
NASA's going to be there as well. Oh, man, he's been such a diva.
Has he?
Oh,
he's a big star, Matty.
And we should tell him not to come.
No.
NASA's half the fun.
Yeah, if you want the tickets, rather, call now, 13-10-09.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Hey, everyone.
The Novos, Married at First Sight reunion special.
On the big screen at Event Cinemas Katara this Sunday night.
Win your exclusive invite all week.
Okay, this is real weird.
New FM.
Yeah, you want to come along to this thing, and the only way that you can come is to win tickets with us and across the day here at New FM. Mm-hmm.
Actually amazed me.
What?
So many men want these tickets.
Well, it's the drama. There's something about the people that get involved with this
reunion.
All
you blokes out there.
Crevo was a fan of the show.
Yeah.
He was watching it.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, it's entertainment. Like, there's something about these people just getting up in each other's faces.
It's amazing.
Awesome, right? So this is a VIP premiere party. That means you're going to walk the red carpet. You're going to get bubbles on arrival.
Ooh.
You and three mates.
Fancy.
All watching this MAFS reunion event.
All
it's
right.
going to be awesome.
Let's give these tickets away. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, hey, really good. So you're a big fan of MAFS?
Yeah.
Just say yes. Yeah,
it's
not for
all right.
The wife,
it's okay to admit.
I love it. The tickets are all yours. You and three friends, Anthony. Congratulations. Let's go to Michelle from Valentine. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, big MAFS fan.
Yes.
Who's your fave?
Or the one you hate the most?
That's a better question.
Look, I just think it's all drama. It's quite hilarious, actually.
Do you like NASA?
Yeah. Sorry?
Do you like NASA?
To hate him?
Yes, probably.
Yeah, good, no good. Well, he's going to be there. You can tell him to his face. Thanks, Michelle. Appreciate
Love that. Our time to meet Pauline. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
How's Rutherford this morning?
Oh, nice and quiet.
Oh, good stuff.
Cool, a little bit cooler.
Yeah, after these hot days, we need that, don't we?
Oh, stop being so hot.
You sound punished, Pauline. You've had it rough the last couple of days.
Yeah, no aircon probably. All right,
I've got the pool.
Oh, that's it. You're living the high life. Yeah. Well, you're coming along to our VIP event.
Fantastic. Thank you.
No
you're
worries.
Welcome.
Thanks, Pauline.
Bring the girls. It's a nice event.
Can't
Dress
wait
up.
To see you.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
What are you going to wear, Maddie?
What I always wear,
black
a shirt, jeans, and a backwards
jeans.
Hat. Yeah. Hat.
You can't miss him.
Yeah, you're recognizable. You got a signature look. Not everyone has that. Own it.
Jade, oh, look at you. No, he doesn't. That's
I didn't
me.
Say that at all.
What about me, Crevo?
Oh, you've got a signature look.
Oh, I do.
Jade.
And, you know, with my handbag, which is obviously Maddie. Anyway.
You know what?
Come on, that was good.
That was good.
Laugh, Maddie.
No. It's this is why
joke.
It's hard to be your friend sometimes because you treat people like items.
I do.
I ain't your handbag. Let me get that straight.
Can you laugh at a joke? Are you Australian?
Do you know what? You ain't the one getting called a handbag, Jade. I ain't your handbag. Never gonna happen.
So now what time are you off with Jade to go pick up her painting with her?
Yeah.
No.
You're not even for a free meal?
No, absolutely not. You should just give me the meal, seeing I bought you lunch last week. But that's an off-air conversation. A birthday lotto up next. $575 up for all grabs. Right. All you need to play is to have a birthday.
Let's spin this
and
wheel.
And the pulse as well.
Yeah, let's spin you've got to be alive.
Here we go.
It has come up as March.
Ooh, March babies. 131009, give us a call. If your birthday comes out of the birthday ball machine, you win the money. We'll do it next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is
uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Yeah, $575 for Jay, Maddie and Crevo's birthday lotto today. Now, of course, all you need is a birthday to play this. You spin the birthday balls, and if your number comes out, you win the cash.
What
very
months
simple.
Did we just pull
March.
Out?
March.
March babies. You're lucky. All right, we're going to Melanie. She works in childcare, loves reading, and loves Harry Potter books, and she wants a holiday. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, really good. Oh, how good is Harry Potter?
Oh, I love it.
Are you collecting the Pandora charms at the moment?
No, I haven't started those yet, but that is on my birthday wish list.
Oh, good. Oh, well, hopefully you can start collecting them and enjoy.
You can probably
Harry
get the snitch one. Like Jade thought was once in the one left in the whole region.
I got done. The sales girl was like, "Oh, it's a limited edition.
There's only one left in
no,
the whole
you can
area."
Still get them.
Just go down to Pandora and ask for it.
All right, Melanie, let's spin the ball. Here we go.
The Harry Potter chart floors.
How many charms could you buy with $575, Jade? Would you get a good bracelet going?
They're about 60, hold on, 60
bucks. So maybe 8
on average.
8 probably? You'd be sweet.
Yeah.
7 or 8. Well, that's a good bracelet going. Good start.
All right. I really, really hope you were born, Melanie, on the 13th of March.
No.
Oh, too bad.
Sorry, Melanie.
Thanks for playing.
Appreciate that. $600
tomorrow. You beauty.
Fantastic. Guys, have a great day. We'll catch you tomorrow. 105 commercial free is coming up next with Jackson.
Yes.
I love Savage Garden.
Yeah, it's a good song. Sorry, my desk is not set up. I'm very unprepared this morning. Feeling strange.
No,
anyway.
Nailing it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Come in here, mate.
Nailed it.
Have a look first hand. Oasis is in there as well. And a bit of Kylie Minogue.
This album has been so big for Kylie.
It's a really good album.
Like super mainstream.
Yeah, have a listen to it if you get the chance.
Yeah, it's called Magic, isn't it?
Yes, it's called Magic.
No, this song's called Magic, but the album's
called
Disco.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, awesome. All right,
Kylie fans.
I knew more pop culture than Maddie just then.
Of one time only.
Oh no, Maddie, no, strike against
ever.
The name.
Jade will remember forever.
We'll
goodbye,
see you tomorrow.
Everyone.
See ya.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.